Wow.
I don't want vagina abs to stick. That sounds so awful.
Daddy, what's that?
Cyborg, I want to point out that you can't say the word wolf. You said night wolf before, and it's pissed me off ever since.
No beta code? I'm surprised.
Not bowing down to the con? That's a padloom.
Hey, Cyrox boy, guess what?
Who the fuck doesn't like Yoshi?
I don't like Yoshi.
What the fuck? Really?
How do we feel about Tremor? Because I gotta say this. I want to see him come.
Yes, but it's because I'm actually peeing in a bucket at the bottom of my seat. So,
Nitara's design.
You know, you're saying Nitara again.
Oh, shit, thank
you. Just let go.
I'm on so many drugs at the moment.
Great. Glad to hear it.
All right, well, I'm done being serious. We can talk about the taste of cock again. If that's what you guys want to.
Wait.
What?
This is my fucking ass hanging out. What, bitch?
Are we even recording right now?
We're not recording, of course not. Nobody's gonna listen to this.
I hear from, like, the sound of, like, bolts being loaded into a chamber and, like, shots being fired.
Is it like an air gun?
I'm hearing, like, Russian roulette, like, right up next to the mic. What's going on? Yep. Definitely taking shots with a rifle.
Welcome, everybody, to the Nethercast. I am Cyborg, and I am joined, as always, by Razor and Shad, and Temp will be joining us momentarily here in a few minutes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I believe it is episode 69. Giggle. Teehee.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Who else but Cyborg?
You only get one. Well, that's me. All right. So today on the episode, we've got a couple things to cover here. We are probably going to finish up on the endings first. I think that's first up on the agenda. We have the full bottom row of the select screen to blow through. And then maybe we'll get into, you know, some of the other things that have been done since the last episode, such as the patch. We got some DLC character silhouettes that were actually on the select screen after the patch came out. And some Red Hood got, somebody found a way to play as Red Hood on Xbox. I don't know if that still works. I did not check today. I only checked that first day.
I heard they patched it.
That sounds about right. That's probably fair. And which sucks because if I was that guy, I would have just kept it to myself. And then hopefully I could have done that every single time they put out a DLC character, but no, he just had to be a blabbermouth.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? Make somebody videos?
Yeah, I mean, I tried him out. Temp tried him out. Sounds like Temp really went full bore with him. I just tried him out for about an hour and just tested some things just to see how he felt. And but we'll get into that maybe a little bit later after we get through these endings. Let's try and get these out of the way. So let's start off here with Supergirl. And I do want to take a brief moment to thank you guys for tuning in. You can usually check us out on iTunes if I remember to put them up on there. And check out the Facebook group. It's a closed Facebook group, and just ask to join. I will approve you. And yeah, so thanks for tuning in, guys. Definitely appreciate it.
Another cast sponsored by Heat App.
Yes. Okay.
I wish.
Supergirl's ending. What happens? I forget. Oh wait, no. She like tries to restore Krypton or something. What happens?
Yeah, I think she saves the Bottle Cities, or it's a very standard hero ending. Like, I think she just joins the Justice League.
It's the good ending.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, is there anything else really to say about it? Yeah, nothing. It's one of those that it just pretty much goes what you expect. Yeah.
I will say,
in the second screen.
I feel like the nice thing. I don't know if nice thing is the right word to use, but I feel like the thing about Supergirl in this game is that because this is a universe where Superman is evil, she's able to sort of fill the usual Superman slot and be more important than she usually is in the comics. So good for her, I guess.
This just breaking in. It sounds like we have Temp joining us. Temp, are you there, sir? Shut up. All right.
Okay.
We got that out of the way. And I think that's the first time that made it onto an episode. That's just
No, we've never recorded that before. You've always told me to shut up off the mic, so
yeah. It's like a running theme that the first thing I say to him every time we record an episode is shut up. It's good stuff.
I thought it was just me.
No.
You've told me to shut up plenty of times.
Shut you the have, fuck actually. Up. No, I haven't.
You never told me to shut up.
Shut
I
up!
Like, no, I was
stop trying to steal Temp and I's thing. This is our thing. It's special. All right. Well, anyways, Green Arrow. So we're on to Green Arrow's ending. We're doing the full bottom this time. So we're starting at the left. We're going to Green Arrow. So Green Arrow and his ending, I do recall some of this, is he basically leaves everyone behind to go on to like a task force from people from multiple universes, just like he is.
Yeah, it's he realizes that on his Earth, Brainiac hasn't attacked yet. So he goes back home to warn them, and they fight his world's Brainiac, and then he gets recruited by the Justice League from Grant Morrison's Multiversity. So I thought that was a pretty
Justice
cool
League.
Reference.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's basically a Justice League made up of characters from all across the multiverse, and their job is to, like, protect the multiverse.
Yes! That is exactly what they do!
What the fuck is that for?
What are you talking about?
Why do you keep doing that?
What are you talking about? Who's typing?
Nobody's typing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have my pills.
What is sound my death? Oh boy, episode 69. All right, so that's Green Arrow's pretty cool. I like it. He just left his kid in Black Canary behind. I like it. I like where this guy's head's at.
Yeah, that's a little
allowed
bit
to come home. I mean, he's not forever.
Well, he could die.
Well, that's being a superhero, man. He could die anytime.
He can?
I'm sorry, did I spoil that for
you?
Yes,
but death in the hero world is essentially
no. Okay, let's move on to Dr. Fate. His ending.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
I'm doing it wrong all this
it's
time.
It's French. Fragile.
I think that's how you say it in French.
Must be Italian. Okay, so
Dr. Fate.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so for Dr. Fate, he basically gives up the helm and retires with his wife and gives the helmet to none other than, let's roll it back. Let's do a redo. Take two. He gives it to none other than Detective Chimp.
Man, that would have made the ending so much better.
I mean, Detective Chimp should be hanging out with these guys. That's usually his friends, but no.
It
was
missing some Detective Chimp now that I think about it.
Yes.
It was a shame.
Well, he, I won't spoil it. He's in the comics, though.
One of my favorite Detective Chimp scenes is from a Batman comic where at the time Riddler had reformed and was a private eye, and Riddler was like posting on a message board for like forever. Detective theories or some shit like that, and Batman and Chimp both go on anonymously and troll him. Anyway, it was Constantine and Zatanna. That's who's in the ending.
Now, is it me, or is there just kind of this John Constantine fever going on? When did he become so big? Was there a series I missed that was not that thing with Keanu Reeves?
There's like a hierarchy of characters that people request, and when they finally get them, they move on to the next person to like get super
like,
rally behind. It's great.
In Versus DC, it was Doomsday and Lobo, and when they were in Injustice 1, nobody fucking played them.
And then you had Zatanna and Martian Manhunter. People were rallying behind them as well. And then they got in. And then this time, you don't really see the rally behind them as much. And then this time, it's been all about Red Hood and Starfire. Now that we got Red Hood and Starfire, now it's kind of like going on to the next group of people, which, I mean, I don't really... Beast Boy, Constantine, probably those two. Black Manta, I guess,
let's
obviously
not,
throw in there, but we already know he's confirmed.
Let's not encourage the Beast Boy thing. I don't want to be
let's not enable that behavior, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I am okay with Beast Boy. I don't know what the or where the hate comes from.
What's with all the hate? I'm a wink.
He's just... I don't know that I've ever encountered a more obnoxious character on a TV show.
You're thinking of, like, the Titans here? The Titans TV
yeah.
show?
And it's the all thing right, is, let's... like, that version of Beast Boy has become the version of Beast Boy in everything. And then that guy's voice actor also plays Michelangelo in the new Turtles show, and he plays him just like Beast Boy. Like, Michelangelo isn't the surfer dude anymore. He's actually retarded.
Haven't you already said well, this? We do not condone that language. First of all, second of all...
You know what?
First off...
You're right, I'm sorry. He's literally mentally disabled. That's
There you go. That's PC of
The
you.
Word I would use is... He's an idiot savant.
He's not good at anything.
That sounds like a good thing. Like,
he's a savant at idiotism. Get him into Dimension X. He is an idiot, but he's the most invaluable member of the team when they're in Dimension X because it makes him super smart. That's if you saw those episodes.
That's fucking weird.
All right, let's move the fuck on. Who gives a shit about this shit?
Getting right back to it. He's a party dude. But if you're telling me that that's the voice of Michelangelo, if that's the voice that they're using for Beast Boy, I guess I can see where the ire comes from. I've never read him with that voice, ever. I'm probably never going to watch Titans now because you've told me that.
He at the very least sounds like a 10-year-old boy. Like, he's supposed to be teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Fuck it all.
But anyway, I don't like Beast Boy. That's known. I probably like him less than I like Baraka.
And we all know like we already covered this on an episode.
It's probably multiple episodes.
I'm squeezing my man boobs. Let's move on. Anything else to say about Dr. Fate other than it is a great ending for him? It's wonderful. I'm glad to see Constantine mentioned. Constantine's on my DLC list. Do I think we're going to get him? Maybe. You know, with all the characters that they're kind of catering to the fans, I could see them on there. I could see them on there.
One of the silhouettes kind of looks like it has a lapel or like a popped collar or something that could be the collar of his trench coat.
Could be Constantine, could be Deadman, could be Rorschach, could be anybody, man.
How do you know that that's not the Fonz?
It is the Fonz.
I feel like if it was Rorschach, we'd also be able to see the hat because they're not hiding Raiden or Manta. Yeah. So.
Maybe it's because they are.
We all know it's actually Dr. Manhattan wearing a flasher coat.
Good. Good. Wavy
but anyway,
blue
I like
dome.
The ending. It's got cameos. It's got a feel-good, you know, happy ending for the guy. I didn't know his wife was dead. When did that happen?
Well, that's always been the case.
Has it? Because she's usually alive and stuff.
He usually keeps her in, like a water container. Like, just a giant tube. Like, it kind of looks like
So just like Mr. Freeze?
There's a five-hour story there.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Freeze. I always get him confused. Oh, speaking of Mr. Freeze, he got a helmet. Woo!
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah, I mean, it looks better.
I wanted more of a dome.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with you.
But this one's fine. At least he's not dying from exposure to the open air now.
Yeah.
He reminds me now of a Cobra Viper soldier or something.
It looks good.
He's like... A Frosto Viper.
It looks good in game. It looks good. I like it. I like it a lot. If I could play Captain Cold, like at all, then I'd get him. All right, let's move on to Blue Beetle's ending. He murders kittens. Temp, you want to comment on this? You are not pro animal violence, and your favorite character just demolishes him for seemingly no reason. At all. Unprovoked.
He annihilates kittens. He does. But after he annihilates the kittens, then inspires Batman to invite him to join the Justice League, which he declines.
He's
so
like,
he
I'm
going to
go home and visit my family. Maybe I'll join the Justice League later.
What are your thoughts on his ending? You like this character. You're all about him. What do you think about the ending?
I thought it was super safe. It's actually obviously the first ending I've ever seen, so that kind of set the tone for what I expected from all the other Indians. And I liked it. I liked how it's very character relevant. I'll never forget when I first saw Smokes in MK Armageddon, where he basically turned into a giant cloud. That was his ending. And that told me the people who wrote that ending knew nothing about Smoke, didn't care about Smoke, nor did they care about what the fans wanted for Smoke. This is not that. It's a very personal ending. the content, I mean, I like Blue Beetle doing a Batman impression. That was a lot of fun. But I just think it was very Blue Beetle. You know, it was written by people who know what the character is like and what he does. And I appreciate it. It's like if I had to score it, I give it like a 6.5.
There you go.
I wasn't like blown away. But
boom.
Yeah, it was good. I like it a lot. I still love Blue Beetle.
That's like a
probably
B.
Probably more than I ever have.
That's like a B on most people's scales.
It's true.
It's like a B and a half, B.5. All right, well, let's move on to Firestorm.
Oh, don't ask me what I think. Sure, screw you.
Oh, Blue Beetle. All right, let's rewind it back. We'll go back to Supergirl, and we're going to try this again, folks. All right, Blue Beetle, Shadaloo, go. All right,
let's move on. It was very sick. It was very predictable. I'm not done. You're done.
Excuse
when I
see
me. We're done.
Excuse me.
This is a great episode so far. We are on top of our games.
Boom! Booyah! Ooh.
You know what? I kind of have a problem with it.
Atomic
Fireball. It's like every time I see a Hispanic person in the game, they have to go out of their way to remind me how Spanish he is and how he's all about Mia Familia.
Well, here's the thing about
it's
that.
It's kind of lazy. I feel like it's a little lazy. I feel like you're making his ethnicity the center of his character. And it's... I don't know. I feel like he was in this game to be a Spanish guy.
That stereotype is unfortunately common, but I feel like Blue Beetle is the one time it's justified because he's from New Mexico. Like, he lives on the fucking border.
Taco Bell.
No, yeah, you are not actually...
And honestly, like, DC is better than most about, like, they have a few Latino characters who don't do the slang thing, like Kyle Rayner's actually half Hispanic, and Jessica Cruz never uses slang, so, or not, like, she doesn't speak Spanglish, I guess is what I should call it.
That is also a movie with Jim Carrey.
It's not a bad ending, I just find it predictable and very, very safe.
All
it's
right.
Like 10%.
Yes, Okay. Does anybody else have any further thoughts on Blue Beetle?
Yeah, I could throw some stuff in too.
Go for it. Throw it all in.
Well, I mean, just I live in South Texas, so I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot of Jaime Reyeses. I don't know. Here's where I agree with Shadaloo. If he just had that ending, it would be a very bland, kind of shallow look on Blue Beetle. But if you mix that in with his dialogues, it kind of balances out. His dialogues are really good, in my opinion. If you haven't YouTube the whole 20 minutes of them, I think it kind of meets in the center.
I felt like
it was kind of a... Like, you talked about it being personal and how it shows his family, and it was obviously written by someone who knows the character. I felt like they could have gone slightly farther with the references to sort of the Blue Beetle comics. Like, in his original run, he teamed up with a lot of characters fairly frequently, like Peacemaker and Guy Gardner showed up a bunch. They could have maybe thrown in some of that shit, or like his friends from high school, or I don't know. It could have been more
okay. Yeah,
inside.
Fair enough. I can see that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to Firestorm. Firestorm's ending is what? What is it? I
fucked up.
No, I just don't remember it because it sucks.
No.
I didn't fuck up. I just don't remember.
He fucked up.
Here's what happens. He nukes Brainiac's ship and then feels super guilty about destroying the bottle cities.
So
they're
like Atrocitus.
Yeah, sort of like Atrocitus is. And then they, what's his name? Professor Stein and Jason, they feel guilty about doing it, so they're like, we don't want to be Firestorm anymore, but if there's ever an emergency, yeah, we'll come back.
So like Blue Beetle?
More of a downer. More of a downer, but simpler.
Less kittens, yes.
Yay! Okay.
Can I say that I'm impressed that Firestorm made it through a game without blowing the fuck up?
You can't
he doesn't
say
always.
The same about Captain Atom.
Yeah, Captain Atom always blows
not
up.
Even a, not even a season. You know? Woo! Alright, that leaves Aquaman. He's slippery when wet. I do not recall his ending. I don't know if I ever even watched it. Probably not, so fill me in.
In Aquaman's ending, it basically takes place after the Superman, if Superman wins story mode.
Of course
mode
it
ending.
Does.
Aquaman does, feels guilty asshole. About putting Superman in power. So he finds an old insurgency base and uses their dimension portal to go back to the Earth One heroes and ask them for help again.
Oh, is it? Oh, what a fucking baby. Look at the little baby, because he made a bad decision. Now he wants other people.
Well, his whole thing is like, I don't feel bad about Brainiac.
Cut it. What's with
he's
the
like,
echo?
Like, Brainiac needed to die. I don't regret that. But the Superman coming back.
Wait,
so
zip it.
You zip it.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to have everybody zip it because there was an echo coming from Shadaloo. It's gone now.
Ow!
It's gone now.
You sure it was Shadaloo?
I was watching the little blippity bloop bloop in front of my very eyes.
Still there.
No, it's gone now.
Sock isn't doing his job.
It's gone now, so we're good. Either way.
I trusted you, Sock. I believed in you. You let me down.
Hey, man, don't fuck with my shit.
Ooh,
the best my gam here, man.
Oh,
I
missed. Okay, so Aquaman done fucked up, and he feels sorry about it. You know what? I'm so tired of these fucking pieces of shit. Next you're going to tell me Cyborg feels sorry for being a poophead. Woohoo! No. You know what? You made your decision. Stick to it. No remorse. That's what I admire about Wonder Woman.
What specifically says is, I didn't want Superman, I just wanted Brainiac to die.
Whatever, he's just a jerk.
I feel like him stabbing Gorilla Grodd in like the stomach, like, I don't know. Like, Aquaman, the character is so one-dimensional, no matter which way you look at him. Like,
he's so weird in this universe, because in the comics, he's like...
He starts off pro Batman.
Surface world first, Atlantis second. And in this, it's like he was raised in Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all a direct result of DC trying ever harder to move away from the Super Friends Aquaman tropes. So what do? They make him angrier and angrier.
You gotta drink whiskey while waves crash down on you, and you gotta throw that bottle down. Yeah! You gotta jump onto the Batmobile and scream, yeah!
What's up, Woo! Kids? I'm Aquaman. I'm fucking extreme!
Yeah!
That's at least better than being, like, all about Atlantis culture. I'd rather have drunken party time Aquaman than that.
Yeah!
I think that we call
that... At least
that
feels like a guy who grew up on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. The last one was a question.
So Black Canary? Or are we gonna move on?
Yeah, let's just move on to Black Canary. Let's keep the ball rolling. Black Canaries. I did see this one. I do not remember what the hell it was.
It's like while Brainiac was invading, his drone robots went after her and Green Arrow's son, and the son turns out to have her scream power.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
We don't know what to do with this character ending.
I mean, it's weird because he's named after Green Arrow's canon son, Connor Hawk, who's just another archer, but I guess if you're also... like, because Connor Hawk isn't Black Canary's son.
It is in this universe.
Yeah. So I guess if you're going to be related to Canary, you would get the scream.
Do it. Scream it up.
I'm actually really surprised that they didn't take the predictable route and allude to her forming a new Birds of Prey without Helena.
To be fair, they did allude to the kid getting the scream in the comics. Remember when Harley gives her the muzzle?
Yeah. I mean, it was a joke, but...
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't, though. Because she took the muzzle. She was like, that's a good point.
That's fair. But But yeah, it is weird that they didn't reference the Birds of Prey, because, like, and this is something we talked about the comic series, that, like, for instance, Batwoman shows up all over the fucking place in the comic,
yeah,
and is never referenced anywhere in either game.
She was mentioned in this game, one of the intros. I don't remember which one. I don't even remember. It was in the... I haven't seen it in the game, but I've heard it before the game came out, and somebody said something about Batwoman and Batgirl, and then the Birds of Prey or something like that.
Well, I've seen mentions of the Birds of Prey, but I haven't seen anything about Batwoman. I guess I haven't seen that one yet.
Not everything's consistent with the comics, so I hope she's alive, well, and is part of the damn team, because fucking not just disappearing and not a part of the game for whatever fucking reason, like the first one. I hope she's mentioned or brought up at least somewhere, because, yeah, so far in the games, you're right, she hasn't really been brought up, yet the comic she plays a huge role the whole damn time. So I'm really hoping that that's not Enchantress in that damn silhouette, and it'd be a happy surprise if it's not Katana. I would be more than happy with Batwoman,
well,
but that's probably
again,
not
if
the
it
case.
Was Batwoman, I think the silhouette would have ears because they're not hiding the other shapes.
I don't know.
I still don't think it's Enchantress. I mean, I can't rule it out, but my gut is telling me it's not Enchantress. I think that would be a very weird choice.
I like Enchantress. I loved her in Suicide Squad.
I was gonna ask.
Suicide
Squad.
Yeah,
yes,
she was the
probably Enchantress.
Yeah,
because cross promotion.
She wasn't really. I mean, I guess her character was true to the comics, but her costume design was basically just a lady who'd rolled around in the mud.
Yeah, they pretty much fabricated that for the movie. That doesn't exist in the comics.
To be
comics
fair, it looks awesome. So.
Comics Enchantress literally dresses like a generic witch, like a big green witch hat, or sometimes a hood.
Yeah,
it's
kind
of
cute. I'm hoping it's like Cersei or something like that. That would make me super happy, but we'll see.
I don't know. The more and more we go, the more I feel like I'm not going to have really anything in the DLC, which I'm fine. Like I said, this is the base roster. I got everything I wanted to begin with. It's just really, really hoping for like one or two that really rev me up, you know? Like I can't wait to play this character, and I don't think I'm going to get that. I feel like Red Hood is the closest thing I'm going to get to that. And it's
you're not hyped for Black Adam? That's
stop. Are you gonna be all right?
Oh God, stop! Look, I would have been hyped for Black Manta because I'd have no qualms with the character. I think he deserves to be in the game. More Aquaman character representations. Mara would be great as well. I'm just so tired of hearing about him because the people that bring him up all the fucking time. The When's Manta, the When's Manta, the When's Manta, When's Manta. When the fuck, when we get, when
I
it's confirmed.
What people those are.
It's confirmed when we get Manta. You think you would stop hearing about him because you finally get the character you want, but no, it's still When's Manta every fucking place you go.
Yeah, we've been listening to sermons from the Church of Manta for a good year now, so it's been
I'm ready to hear about other things.
I already know what your reaction's
going to be once he's out.
It's like people who are obsessed with Marvel versus Capcom always asking when's Marvel. People who watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged asking when's Broly. It's a whole thing. It's when's blank is a meme.
I know it's a meme.
Are we gonna do Dark Side or what?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess we can talk about DLC after we're all done with this. But yeah, Dark Side, do it. I did not watch this one.
On the select screen, so
yeah, go for it.
Go in order.
Go for it.
All right. So in Dark Sides is pretty much a reference to Supergirl's, like the. Sometime in the 2000s, that version of her origin. They did an animated movie of it. It's basically he corrupts Supergirl. Like, he mind controls her to be his servant.
Okay.
This was before he came out of the
like,
bar.
It's like his revenge for the fact that Superman killed Kalibak? Is that the right one?
Yeah, Kalibak sounds
right. In the comics here.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds cool. Yeah, I can get on board with that, sure.
I actually don't remember seeing this ending. The video I watched might not have actually had him unlocked.
It's possible.
Possible. All right.
Well, the important thing is he got my order right.
There you go. There you go. Get the fucking order right.
He does need to sit on more couches in this game.
Say
I
no
feel
onions,
like
they're... And you put onions on there. And it's not even that there's onions on there. There's a lot of onions. It's like you went out of your way to put... No, let's just... Wonder Woman. What?
The onions justify your hate. It's
Wonder Woman.
The life equation, the ingredients are very specific
Wonder
about the onions.
Wonder Woman. I did not watch Wonder Woman's, I don't think so. Or no, I did. That's right. She goes and has everyone in Themyscira killed, right? Like, she basically turns on her own people, is that correct?
Something like that.
What a bitch.
I really hope this Liam just puts, It's a really, it's probably one of the shittiest endings in the game, honestly. She basically
yeah,
just
it's
puts
like
the superheroes
on. They put the insurgency on trial, and then she takes the rest of the regime and goes and conquers Themyscira.
What?
They are really trying to get across the point that Injustice Universe Wonder Woman's this total bitch, isn't she?
She's the bitchiest really of the bitches, for sure. She's bitch supreme.
I don't think she kills them all. She just says, if they won't obey me, then I'll take them over by force.
Right. Sounds kinky. Let's move on to Black Adam Joe Pesci. All right. I do not recall his. I don't think I did watch
his. His wife, Isis, died during Brainiac's attack.
Oh, no.
So he takes her to a Lazarus pit, but Ra's won't let him use it unless they team up.
Oh, that's sweet that... Ra's al Ghul makes an appearance. I did not know that.
The design is really different. I've never seen Ra's look like that before.
It's very 70s. Like, he's in, like, an open V-neck.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, it's like Doctor Strange and Iron Fist kind of blended together. It's very weird looking. Yeah, it doesn't look bad, honestly, but it's very different. I did not recognize him.
I don't he dresses more... modernly these days, I guess, but I think this is what he wore in the 70s or 80s when he debuted.
All right, cool. I liked it. Another Batman character. All right.
I'm always
game for that.
I like Ra's al Ghul.
No, I'm being serious. I like Batman characters. Do you even know me?
I mean, there are a lot of people who would say that sarcastically, though. So.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I was saying it seriously, though.
Well, you did it in a funny voice.
Yeah, because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm a wild and crazy guy. All right, Captain Cold. Captain Cold is
Fuck
just like
you.
A pile of shit. Oh, my God. Worst. Temp was saying that. Wonder Woman's was the shittiest. Easily Captain Cold's. He completely does... That's not what Captain Cold would do. Fuck.
Fuck you.
Even though I know you're joking, you're half right. Like, even though you're joking, I kind of agree with you. He probably wouldn't do that. But I like the ending nonetheless. I just...
Alright, so...
It's worth it for the F-bomb. It was fine.
I really like it.
Yeah, I like really it too. Like it. I was JKing. He basically
it's hard to tell.
He's
fantasy is blending with reality.
His is one of the first I saw. I think it is like the second I saw. Well, maybe third, maybe fourth. No, maybe fifth. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so he cleans up his act. Basically, he's in the middle of doing like a heist or whatever, and then he decides, you know what, this isn't what my sister would have wanted. So then he cleans up his act and he teams up with the Flash and. They form their own little duo. So. And then he says, yeah, he drops an F-bomb that's bleeped out, right?
Because he's like complaining about the idea that Grodd thought everyone would just follow him as he, like, fucking took over and destroyed the world. And he's like, fuck you, Grodd.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He says, you thought I would just... Yeah. I love that. Captain Cold. Snarty, snart, snart.
That's dangerously close to snarf. Please don't do that again.
Snarf. And I said snarf like I was Pinky from Pinky and the Brain. You continue on to Robin.
I was snarf.
I know. Snarf! Okay.
Right.
Nice.
Robin, though.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. That'd be great, okay? All right. What's happening?
That That's a good question.
I've had no thought.
No, no more heat tap for you.
Okay. I'll bring down the building at the last straw. I'm looking for a bug that flew by. You guys take us to Robin's.
Right, so in Robin's ending, Batman sacrifices himself to protect him while they're fighting Brainiac. So Robin is all like, suddenly has feels for his dad and decides to become the new Batman. And they basically use the design from Grant Morrison's issue 666, which is a cool reference.
Yeah, I liked it. It's the first thing about Damian I like. He actually did something right for once. Too bad it caused his dad to die. But, you know.
You know, whatever. When that issue came out, I was like, I don't care about any of this. Some weird-ass future imperfect bullshit going on. I didn't even care for it until a while after Grant Morrison finished. But, you know, I went back and I reread it. It's actually a hell of an issue. It's fun. I would
There's some fun.
I don't know if they actually did like a Damian as Batman future series, but they should.
All right. Okay. Great. That leaves us with Scarecrow. All right. Goes to the dream realm.
First one I saw.
He becomes Super Scarecrow. He's got
Makes the skull ship his own, very fittingly.
He's got the power glove. Yeah, he basically takes the over the Brainiac skull ship and goes nuts.
He does fear experiments on the Bottle Cities for f***ing ever.
Yeah.
So there's actually like a cool shot of like, one of the cities is, like, being destroyed and Scarecrow's giant fucking foggy face is up in the sky because that's what it would look like to anybody in the Bottle Cities if you're looking in.
Yes. Yes. My pretties. Yeah, so it's a very Scarecrow thing. I liked it. I dug it. It wasn't anything special, but I thought the art was really cool of him in his lab coat and fucking...
I mean, it was a standard in character. This is what this guy would do if he beat Brainiac. In it.
If I beat Brainiac, okay. That leads us to Bane doing Bane things with his Bane friends on the Bane train.
He breaks Brainiac's back because that's Bane's thing, I guess.
He kills Batman.
Unless you play him in the game, then it's not his thing.
Well, it's an equipable move.
Yes.
It replaces the RKO, though, I think, so that's a shame.
All right, so he, like, kills Batman, and he kills Brainiac, and then he realizes, you know, what the hell else am I going to do, and then he realizes he's pretty bored.
Yeah.
It's actually
one of those endings
things.
Where if I took over the world, I thought it would be great, but it's just boring, because all I really like is to fight. Like, Shao Kahn gets endings like that all the damn time.
And then that takes us to Brainiac, the last one.
I like Brainiac's a lot because
it's very good. It's clever.
It actually
makes it feel like more than just it justifies the mirror match, to speak.
Yeah. It's like it actually references the fact that if you're playing as Brainiac and Brainiac's the boss, he fights himself. So it explains, oh, it's actually a different Brainiac. You're playing Brainiac 5 from the Legion of Superheroes.
That's cool.
And then he goes back to the time he's from, because the Legion's from the year 3000.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed seeing the Legionnaires. So, for sure. I dug it. I dug it.
It was nice to see the real Legion, after how Superman's ending kind of co-opted the name for his army of evil, like...
doers.
His fucking space biker gang that he formed.
Yeah, Lobo.
Lobo and fucking the Hawkmen.
Yes. The deadliest of allies. Slaves under my power.
When I'm recruiting the strongest fighters in the universe, I think of Hawkman.
Yeah. That is actually true. Okay, so that wraps it up for the endings, part two. Part deux. Of the bottom row of the endings. Check out the previous episode if you want the top row. And that'll do it for now. And yeah, so with the leftover time here, we don't really have much else to say in the way of the silhouettes, other than what our hopefuls are. So far, like I said, in the silhouettes, there's really not a whole lot for me.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that are obvious are obvious.
Yeah.
Like, they're not hiding Manta, Raiden, or the Atom. That just leaves speculation for the ones that aren't Starfire.
So yeah, there's like two left. There's the big thing that people are calling Azrael, and there's one more, right?
Well, there's a woman, there's a guy who might be Azrael, and then there's another guy figure.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there's the guy with the lapel we talked about who might be Constantine.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So we have... Because are you accounting for Sub-Zero and all that, too?
Oh, right. Sub-Zero.
Yeah. So that's the other guy. So okay, it's basically the dude that might be Constantine.
So there's
the person that might be Enchantress.
Maybe Azrael, and there's maybe Constantine.
Yeah. All the things we just said collectively at the same time. Okay. Thoughts? Opinions?
I want the chick to be Mira. That's really all I have to say.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset with that.
I kind of wish it was Stargirl. Stargirl would be cool. Not holding my breath.
Stargirl's all right, but...
I'm still wishing...
I feel like you'd see her staff if it was Stargirl. Like, that's kind of...
You probably would.
The most identical thing about her is she's got this big stick with a hook on the end.
One of them hook ones. All right.
What was that? What does that mean?
Katana. I want... I feel like... Katana.
I understand.
Katana, not Katana.
It's Katana. That's what I've been fucking saying this whole time.
The sword.
I've been saying Katana. This is a Nightwolf situation.
Katana. 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 Katana.
They sound the
Katana.
Same. It's fine.
When
it's
you say gonna... it fast, it sounds the exact same.
Then don't say it fast.
No, that's not
did
how this...
anyone... How is it
fast? Did anyone, like, really think Adam would be
fuck
a contender?
You.
Because I
fuck
did.
You! Does that sound clear enough? Huh? Suck on these! Suck on these!
You're losing it, man.
I am not the drunk one tonight.
Fuck.
That's a first.
It's silhouettes. I do not partake in those beverages. You know that. The silhouettes.
It's good that you can joke about your alcoholism, though. That's important.
That is a good one. But seriously, the silhouettes. Yeah, I wish... Like, the Atom's cool. I'm not, like, dogging on the Atom. I think he'll be... His gameplay... It has to be, like, super crazy. I think that would be a lot of fun. Granted, I don't expect to see this little figure on the screen, so I'm not sure how they're going to do it in a way that doesn't have him just shrink down during, like, his super or... his specials, like, as just, like, an animation. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you do that and do it effectively.
I could see them, like, having him shrink down mid-combo strings, I suppose. It would have to be very, very...
quick and... Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how the hell it would work, but I can see it. I just don't know how they'd make it work for, like, missed blocked strings and shit like that. And
yeah,
having to hit him out... like just have him pop up back in, it would look odd.
If
he's actually up there, I want to see
think
this.
We're gonna see something creative that'll be surprising, like pleasantly so. I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing how they do the Atom.
I'm not getting a single person from my DLC list. No Plastic Man.
None of these guys are Lanterns, so I'm not.
No Lanterns. No Plastic Man. No Katana. Katana. No. Who else? I don't even remember. Constantine's like the closest, the most likely of the ones that I asked for, but I still don't expect that. But I mean, like I said, I'm not complaining. There's so many people on the roster. I'm super stoked. It's just I bought the Ultimate Edition. I was really hoping, you know, at least one or two characters I could get really behind, and so far Red Hood is the closest thing to that, and it's like But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy
for...
There
might be more DLC, because Ed clearly had a poll, Watchmen yes or no, and yes won, and none of these guys look like Watchmen, so...
True, I don't know. I have a hard time believing they'd go over 9 at this point, but you never know. They did with the first one, they went higher than they originally planned for, so maybe so. I mean, I'd be happy to get more characters on the roster. It's a fantastic game, but I don't know. When you put out an Ultimate Edition like that, I guess I expect them to... I don't know.
I would like to, before the episode ends, I would like to, like, while we're talking about DLC, address on air the fact that a lot of people expected Spawn, and it looks like we're not getting Spawn. And it's like, look, like 3 years ago, Todd McFarlane said he gave WB the rights to Spawn for a game. He didn't say what game. He didn't know what game. He just lent them the rights, and there was a time limit on that deal. And that time limit might be up. Nobody ever confirmed it would be MK or Injustice. And Todd might not have even been telling the truth about that. Like, Ed Boon did deconfirm Spawn at some point. He said, no, we don't have those. That's not us. And you remember back when Kiefer Sutherland years ago said, I'm doing a voice for the next MK game, and he's nowhere in MKX?
That was the weirdest thing ever, though.
Yeah, sometimes people don't actually know what they're talking about. They are mistaken, or they say the wrong name or something. Like, Spawn was never going to be a thing, is my point. Like, that, nobody at NRS or WB ever said that was happening.
There's nothing saying that he won't be, though.
Theory that came out of nowhere because Todd McFarlane said something extremely vague years ago.
I mean, he's not deconfirmed, though. So
don't encourage those people.
Some of those silhouettes don't exactly say, it's not possible.
Ed did say, we don't have Spawn. We're not doing Spawn. That happened.
Well, then why does he encourage... He encourages people himself on the Twitter. Anytime people say, we want Spawn and this and that, or Max posts about Spawn, he retweets it. So clearly he's encouraging that behavior. He's not just saying, no Spawn this game. Sorry, we'd love to have him or anything like that.
He encourages things that aren't true all the time because it's hype for his game.
I'm not saying he's in the game. I'm just saying I don't think it's like a 100% fact that he's not going to be in the game. I think it's, we don't know until we see each of those characters, because some of those silhouettes are still vague. I think the ones that are purposely not vague are there for a reason, and those are to get people to not, like, complain and be, like, throwing a fit about Black Manta not being in the game. It's like, here, you'll get them, just chill. Like, that's what that's for. It's some of those that are vague, I feel like they're vague for a reason, is because they still want some surprises. They don't want you to know everything.
So I found it, like, I don't have a link to it, but apparently there was a live stream for MKX where he said that NRS never had a conversation about Spawn. Like, WB might have gotten those rights, but NRS doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah, but he could have been lying, but, I mean, whatever. Either way.
Not enough people care about Spawn.
I don't know why he keeps coming up. Like, Spawn wasn't popular anymore when he showed up in Soul Calibur 2 over a decade ago.
I'm pretty sure Spawn is he's got a new thing. Movie coming out, though. Wasn't that, a thing?
No, Todd says shit all the time that doesn't come true.
I'm not going off what he's saying. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure I saw something linked somewhere about there's going to be a Spawn trailer shown at Comic-Con or something. I don't know.
I don't know anything about a trailer. All I ever heard was that Todd was trying to get another movie made, and it was probably stuck in production hell, because that's what happens with 90% of these things that aren't Marvel or DC.
Okay. Well, I think we've spent enough time on fucking Spawn. I guess we'll just have to see, but either way, I'm still holding out hope that there's something in the DLC that really, like, gets me super pumped. Constantine, maybe, somebody that I can get behind. Not to say that I'm not happy for other people, because I am. I'm happy that Starfire, Red Hood, Black Manta, Sub-Zero, so on and so forth, people got what they want that they've been clamoring for that didn't get the character that they wanted on the initial roster. I would much rather they get what they want over me getting more of what I want. That is perfectly fine with me. I'm just still waiting for, like, a character to really get me hyped, because I'm enjoying the crap out of the game, so I'd like one character to, like, look forward to, like, coming out through DLC. But anyways, any other thoughts on the DLC?
I am. I'm not disappointed with what we've seen so far.
We'll see.
Like, I know there are people who are complaining about the two MK guest characters, but it really doesn't bother me. I think the two they picked were the wrong two, or at least half of the wrong two. But my philosophy has always been, if you're going to have a guest character, have someone else that's appropriate for them to fight. It's not Jason and Leatherface. It's not Freddy by himself. It's Freddy and Jason. If you're not going to do the pair, don't do it at all. So if we're getting Sub-Zero, I would have liked Scorpion again. I don't know why we're getting Raiden. But I'm not mad that we're getting two.
Well, I'm indifferent. To tell you the truth, I don't want guest characters in general, but if it is guest characters, I don't know. I don't really have a horse in the race anymore. But it is worth noting, there's a lot of anger about Raiden. It was amazing on the Red Hood stream how much of that chat log was just fuck Raiden, fuck Raiden, fuck Raiden, fuck Raiden.
It's not surprising.
Pages and pages of that.
Just because, DC fans, these are a different crowd. Not everybody comes from MK. I'm not saying that's what you think. Obviously, you understand where that's coming from. It's DC fans that want to see their DC... it's like the Fujin situation. There's still people out there waiting for their favorite character to be announced, and Raiden got announced instead. So they seem to be very accepting towards one MK character, if even that, but they're like, okay.
I don't know about that, because Scorpion was not a popular choice for the first game either.
Well, then...
He sold well, though, but I guess...
I feel like people forgave Scorpion because he's the company logo. They realized it's like how Mario's in every Nintendo game somewhere. Yeah. Like, he's, like, you're fighting Mike Tyson and Mario's the referee. It's just a thing that's gonna happen.
That was pretty great,
yeah,
though.
It is. But yeah, you were saying, Tim?
No, it's, a lot of people unhappy about Raiden. I do want to praise them. I think it's really cool that they kind of discreetly told us the first, like, five characters. I think that's kind of cool.
I agree with that, yeah.
I really am glad that I was able to buy the game with a mostly educated idea of what the DLC were. That's a big deal to me, so huge props on that. I'm actually interested to see what they do with Raiden. No guest character is ever going to be my choice, but he's here, so let's see what he has, you know? Sure. Raiden was cool in MKX. I really like what they did with him there. I guess the only reason I'm bothered by the silhouettes is because that woman, it's driving me crazy who she could be. Like, if I couldn't, like, place a name with a silhouette, I'd be like, oh, whatever, I got my characters. But, like, the fact that it could be Cersei or Katana is driving me fucking nuts. Like, that, I don't even care who it is. Just let me know if it's Cersei or Katana. That's all I care about. Because I do not think it's Enchantress. I don't fucking think. It could be wrong. God knows I've been wrong about so many things since this game was announced.
You've been wrong so much, I'd rather you think it's Enchantress. Like, oh, thank God. We're safe on this one.
I would be very surprised if it was Enchantress. I'd be super, super surprised.
I don't see why they would. Because, out of all the Suicide Squad, yeah, she plays a pretty pivotal role in the movie, obviously. But at the same time, nobody was clamoring for Enchantress. Nobody was asking for her. Out of all of, like, the movie tie-ins and whatnot, Katana was in that movie as well, so, you still have that, so it's not like one out-trumps the other. It's not like Enchantress is like, oh yeah, she is way more popular than Katana. Like, no, I don't think so. Katana's not, like, people aren't raving and, pounding their tables asking for her either. Even though I have seen people asking for her, it's not nearly to the level of a lot of other characters. Enchantress is even less. Like, I don't know why, unless they're gonna, like, do something major with her, why, and that's their, like, whole thing. But even from a Suicide Squad perspective, if there's gonna be another Suicide Squad, you would think Katana would be in it, but you wouldn't think Enchantress would be, just based on how the first one panned out. So if they're doing movie tie-ins and that's the whole reason Enchantress would make the cut, wouldn't it make more sense to do a character that's going to continue on and go forward? That and maybe plays a bigger role in the second one? That's how I view it anyway, so I feel like that would make the most sense. So, and in the comics, who's actually got, like, a role in the comics currently? Because I've seen Katana and the Suicide Squad issues that are going on right now. Is Enchantress? Not to my knowledge, but I could be wrong. But I don't know. To me, that just seems like an odd tie-in choice. If that's the excuse, is they just needed that tie-in, I feel like that's a very odd reasoning for it, because if you're going to do a tie-in, one, you have Mera that's in the new Aquaman movie, if you're going to go that route. But say you already did that with Black Manta, so you don't need to double dip. Not that, obviously, we're going to quadruple dip in the Suicide Squad bin, but Katana, I just feel like, I don't know. She fits that role of a tie-in character even more so than Enchantress, so I guess I don't get that. But yeah, because even
maybe
Katana's
just live and it's free granny goodness. Please let me have this.
Because even like Katana's in more shit. I mean, she was in that latest Batman animated series, the Batman. The hell was that? It had like the weird art. Not the Batman, but the latest one that got canceled after not long. With like Professor Pig and all that shit. Anyways. Clearly nobody else knows what the hell I'm talking about. But,
no, I know what you're talking about, but I never saw it.
Okay.
It was off the air before I even remembered.
Yeah, it did not last long. But she was in that, and then she was in...
I thought it was a weird take, because Alfred was like a big dude with
British.
No facial hair.
Yeah,
like,
he was like this
gigantic.
Big British thug. Like, that's... Yeah, he looked... He was like... He was kind of
Yeah, different. He looked like a James Bond villain's henchman.
Yeah, it was odd. But yeah, she was also in Arrow. She was in... She's been in quite a few things. Like, it's just odd to me. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to wave that flag a bunch here, but I just... When it comes down to the character, if it's going to be in for a tie-in reason, Enchantress is an odd choice, unless they, have huge plans more than we're seeing, but... That just doesn't add up to me. And even the picture still, to me, looks like it could be Katana. The only thing that remotely looks like it kind of debunks that is still that where it looks like the crescent moon, whatever mask she's wearing or whatever's on her face clearly has some sort of points coming up, which Katana does not have. But who knows? I like Enchantress from the movie, though. That needs to be said, and if she's done well in the game, I would definitely try her out. It's just not somebody I'm pulling for. It's not somebody... That's kind of a lot of the DLC characters for me. They're characters I don't necessarily mind. It's just I'm not pulling for any of them. But, anyways. I digress. I'm still curious who the big fucking thing is. I have a hard time believing that's Azrael. I really, really do.
The hood and shoulder pads really look like Azrael to me.
I don't know.
But
I mean, why?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. And if I am, that's fine.
Batman characters in the game.
I like Azrael. I mean, the thing is, though, if you're going to put another Batman character, I just don't see Azrael as the next up in line that people are clamoring for. I don't see that.
I mean, it's a weird left field pick, but...
I've seen more requests for, like, a Clayface or a Killer Croc than I've seen for Azrael. Azrael, as far as I'm concerned, until it looked like people thought that maybe it was Azrael, I have not seen anybody requesting Azrael. And Azrael is somebody that could be, like, a Robin premiere skin, because you got a lot of the same... You got your sword, you got your fucking batarangs and shit, so... I mean, you could kind of get
flaming
away with
sword.
That. Well, I mean, you could add a flaming effect to it. I mean, that's not...
Well, yeah, like, if they're doing classic Azrael, he doesn't actually use a sword. He has a blade that comes out of his wrist.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just...
That's what I'd be curious to see, whether or not it's actually Jean-Paul Valley or Michael Lane. It's probably going to be Lane.
Well, Jean-Paul's back in the comics as of Rebirth, so maybe they're trying to...
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's been featured a lot in Detective.
Is he a common, like, character in DC Comics now, Azrael, right now?
He's always been marginalized, I guess. Like, not that common.
Okay, because I'm just trying to look at what reasoning they would put him into it. Like, Killer Croc, once again, with the Suicide Squad tie-in, you could see that.
I don't know.
Clayface, not so much, but...
It could be that, like, because Geoff Johns is in charge of, like, coordinating all the DC media. It could be a character that he actually likes and wants to push, because, like, there are some characters who are like that. Like, the reason Killer Frost is in so much stuff these days is because Johns is trying to push her. Nobody really likes her, and she just keeps showing up and stuff. And... So maybe he's an Azrael fan, and he's like, hey, can you put this guy in the game? I don't know. It's theoretically possible.
I'm still, like, I still have a hard time believing it's not, like, fucking, I don't know, Beast Boy in disguise or something.
No, I think it would be retarded to believe that their reveal of Beast Boy, that he'd be, like, in a non-normal form
I think it'd be clever more than anything. I don't know.
Because, like, if you're gonna do that trick, then why would you pick a gorilla shape when Grodd's already on the main roster?
Because it's hard to predict. I don't know.
Any goddamn animal.
But then other animals would be more obvious. Like, a gorilla is so, like, generic looking and blobby that you wouldn't really...
I don't know why you'd hide a Beast Boy and make him a surprise, though.
I don't know.
Because if you're going to hide somebody, why is the Atom being revealed so, like, blatantly? Because that's a left pick.
All trolls.
Not many people were, like, clamoring for Atom. I feel like maybe they want to keep a couple aces up their sleeves. They showed off Black Manta. They showed off other characters that people were asking for.
I feel like when someone says, maybe it's Beast Boy shapeshifting, I'm like, you are reaching so hard. You want the... It's like
I
when,
don't want Beast like Boy, but I, that's what
Maximilian,
I...
It's like when Maximilian desperately says, maybe Spawn will be in a second pack. I'm like, dude, stop trying so hard. It's not going to happen.
Well, what's frustrating is Maximilian almost always gets what he wants, and even though I love Maximilian, I have so much respect for him, it does kind of irk me. Some guy who doesn't really follow the series got all his favorite DLC characters from KX. Maximilian, one of my favorite YouTubers by far. I watch him daily, but that does kind of get on my nerves after a while.
Yeah.
Helps to be popular, I guess.
Well, I mean, he does a lot of hard work, and I agree with so much of what he says, especially about the crusade against high execution shit in fighting games. I think he has a lot of good things to say about that, but anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully, I'm really hoping we learn more about the next pack. I mean, I imagine it won't be till like 2 months until we get the next pack revealed, like the next three characters fully revealed. So I'm really curious. If anything, I'm definitely curious. So they definitely have that going for them. I'm very curious to see who all the characters end up being, for sure. Because yeah, this game is definitely fun. So it's easily, in my opinion, probably my favorite roster they've ever done. So I'm just looking to see how they round that out. And so far, they've done a really good job at putting in more fan favorite characters and fan demanded characters. But there's still some characters that were like placing fourth and fifth on a lot of those polls that we have yet to see, like a Constantine and so on and so forth. So I'm kind of curious to see where those characters end up. If maybe they're going to, because they got to save some for the third game as well. So anything else you guys wanted to touch upon? I mean, we had the patch. We had kind of a Red Hood thing going on, but I don't know what all you wanted to talk about.
The patch did not fix selling gear.
Yep.
That's
they
a downer.
They kind of talked about changing mother boxes and improvements on there. They did say quality of life improvements are something they're looking into.
As long as there's button,
you're looking into
prompts,
like open
button
multiple
prompts currently don't exist. Box. That's what I need.
Did you guys talk about Red Hood already? Or
I mean, we didn't really go into detail like about thoughts on like playing him. They didn't get to play him. I only spent like an hour with him. I know you have a lot to say. If you want to kind of throw some things out there, go for it.
Just a little bit. He seems good. I think anyone who wants to play him will be able to. He's very straightforward. You can kind of play him any way you want. His rushdown tools are strong. His zoning is very strong. He's got great footsies. A lot of his zoning tools double as footsie tools. So you can kind of do whatever you want with him. The only thing that his only two weaknesses are he needs meter to be safe. Like a lot of his good tools and pressure him. I would play him more as like a pressure character slash zoner because I need a zone to build my meter. And once I have meter, I'm going to go in. I'm going to do, you know, chain combos. And you can combo his traits. So you can do 2-2 and then go into the taser chain. And even though technically all those hits are unsafe, they kind of need to know when you're going to terminate. They had to guess when you're going to terminate to really punish it. So if you terminate the second hit, you know, they don't react in time. Oh, too late. I did a down one and canceled it into throwing stars. Oh, I meter burned it. Now I'm getting all this damage. Okay, my bad. Yeah, so it looks really fun. I think everyone's going to have a good time. He's got Catwoman's back three, which is really good. Not quite as good as Catwoman's, but I guess, yeah. I don't know if he's going to be, like, top five strong. But he does have a lot of good tools. Anyone who wants to play him can. a lot of stylistic flexibility. I had a lot of fun with them. I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll kind of piggyback on that just from the time that I spent with him. I was not disappointed with him. He doesn't have the greatest mobility. His dashes and stuff aren't very great. I noticed just right off the bat, like, his back dash just felt really slow. Moving around feels slow. But the thing is, he has those dives, the lunge forward and the lunge backward, which help out a ton, because there's a ton of space those cover. I like his base moveset. I mean, I saw what some of his abilities were, but none of them were like, man, I gotta have that to have fun with this character. None of them had that effect on me. His base moveset seemed like a lot of fun, and he seems like a character that's right up my alley. I'd love hybrid rushdown / zoning characters that are good at controlling space with footsies and stuff like that, and he's got that going for him. He can, it's much like Kitana. He can zone if he chooses, and then when he kind of gets his opponent on his feet and forces his opponent to come in, then he can, when they're about, you know, just outside of sweep area, he can rush them down and try and meet them in the middle. So I like that ability. He's not a dead shot in the sense that he's just trying to play pure keep away, zone, 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 zone. That's not how he goes. He's like you said, he can do a bit of both. He's not like the perfect. He's not perfect at either of them, but he's decent at both of them. So I like that in the character. So yeah.
Works for me. I like to mix things up between zoning and coming in a little bit. So seems fair.
I think MKX Kitana is a really, really good analogy. Like I definitely agree with that. That's very strong. I have more to say about, but I'm not going to go into all of it. That's really the main stuff I wanted to get out there.
Yep, I mean, by the next episode, everyone's going to be able to get their hands on him, so cool beans. Did you hear the news, though, that, because I know you mentioned that you're going to buy him on PS4 so you can play him.
I am.
Did you know that it doesn't come out until a week later if you're just buying him, just him?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, if I really want to play him, I can just turn on my Xbox, so yeah, it's not too big of a deal. But, I mean, I can wait. Like, I didn't like him that. Like, I didn't like him so much where I'm like, Beetle, you're done. Fucking Green Lantern, you're done.
Yeah, right.
I didn't like him that much. But he's very funny. He's very interesting. I look forward to seeing him in tournament.
Cool.
Get back in the box. I'm a Red Hood player now.
Did you want
to... I'm going back to Scarecrow after this.
Cool. Definitely. Did you want to cover at all, like, comments upon the tier list that people were guesstimating? Sonic Fox and who's the other one? I forget who the other one.
Pig of the Hutt.
Pig of the Hutt, yep. Do you have it?
The biggest surprise? I have both, yeah.
Okay.
The pig one I have right now, but I want to do Sonic first. So
Sonic's I found more surprising than Pig of the Hutt's. Pig of the Hutt's was actually pretty spot on from what I would have guesstimated. Like, he had Ivy exactly where I would have expected her. She's about mid to top tier. Somewhere in the middle between mid and top tier. Sonic Fox, on the other hand, had her at number 9, I think. 8 or 9, and I was kind of surprised by that. I know she's strong, but I didn't expect her to be, like, that strong, I guess. But I guess that, again, that's kind of where mid to top tier would be, is about 8 or 9, so... Do you have the full list?
I mean,
go for it and just kind of spout them off.
Number 10 is Robin. Agreed. Number 9, number 9 is Ivy. Number 8 is Bane. Number 7 is Superman. Number 6 is Batman. Number 5 is, and really number, the top 5 I don't think are in any specific order, honestly. But number 5 is Deadshot. Number 4 is Darkseid. Number 3 is Atrocitus. Number 2 is Aquaman. Number 1 is Black Adam.
That sounds about right. Where'd Scarecrow line up on that thing anyway? All those things.
He was on the second
Scarecrow,
one.
I think, like,
on the second one. There's Echo, by the way.
There's Echo again?
Yes.
Yeah. I hear it a little bit.
Anyways, Scarecrow, he was on Pig of the Hutt's. Do you want to cover kind of Sonic Foxes before we move to Pig of the Hutt's?
Yeah, like I mostly agree. Let me see. I think Batman's too low. I would personally make Batman higher, to tell you the truth. I think Batman's like number four. Atrocitus, I honestly don't think Atrocitus is going to stay good. I think he's good right now because he has a very powerful, very effective, very easy offensive game plan. I don't think this is going to last forever. I think the Atrocitus players are in a honeymoon period. I think he's actually going to be closer to Ivy in ninth place when everything's said and done.
Sure.
Ivy, I don't know. I could believe it. The thing about Ivy is she doesn't really dominate anybody. She wins a lot of 6-4s, in my opinion, just because she's got really good space control and just, man, she can shut down pressure. Once she gets that fucking dinosaur out, the match kind of comes to a stop. So she really is good at controlling the pace. I don't think that makes her exceptional. I don't think she, like, 7-3s anybody. But because of that, nobody's 7-3s her either, so her matchup numbers are really good, so it makes perfect sense. Darkseid, I don't fucking know about. I'm not convinced. I'll believe it when I see it.
Was he number three?
Four.
Four? Yeah, that's... I didn't agree with that either. I haven't seen anything from Darkseid that was that crazy up there, and I was surprised, honestly, that Supergirl wasn't up in top 10 at all.
Oh, well, now that I played Supergirl... She feels weird. It's so hard to put my finger on it, but that character feels so awkward. I don't know. Like, I just feel like her rushdown feels a little... Her footsies don't feel good, to be honest with you. Like, her chain combos, her range, it looks like it would be really easy to implement. I whiff everything, and I fucking... It's so hard to fucking land a... Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So I'm... Other than that, I would probably swap out... Let me see. What's the best way to do this? I would probably swap out Ivy with Catwoman, to tell you the truth. I think Catwoman's really, really good. Ivy being like number 11.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Just from playing Ivy, I think she sniffs the top 10. I don't think she breaks it, though, personally. From what I've seen and experienced. I mean, I watched Dragon Player as well in the top 8 and stuff, and his Ivy... I mean, like you said, his like breaking down walls, like you said, she wasn't dominating or anything. So I have a hard time believing she's top 10, but I think she's in the conversation and just outside of it. So I'd agree with that.
I do want to say one thing about Dragon. Dragon is a notorious scumbag. He plays characters that either he knows no one's going to know the matchup or that are super fucking good. And I think he was just gimmicking. And keep in mind, I don't mean he's a literal scumbag. Like, he's probably a really nice guy in real life. But he plays scumbag characters. Like, when he picks up a controller, like, he's an asshole. Like, that's just the reality.
Right.
And that's okay. That's a viable style. When Alien got nerfed, he fucking went to Shinnok, another scumbag character. So, yeah, I think he was capitalizing on people not knowing the matchup. Because despite how good I personally think Ivy is, it's kind of weird that not a lot of people are using her. But we'll see how that develops. That could change. And to answer Shalu's question, on Pig's List, Scarecrow got A tier. So, super solid.
Yeah, break it down on what Pig put. Like, just go through each tier real quick.
Okay. S plus is Batman, Aquaman, Deadshot, Adam, Darkseid, Superman, Atrocitus. That sounds fair. Yeah, I agree with... I mean, Darkseid could be... I just don't know, and I'm just not quite sold yet, but he could be. A plus is Harley, Canary, Robin, Supergirl. I think Supergirl's kind of like an Atrocitus territory. She's good now. She's gonna descend, though. I don't think it's gonna last. People are gonna figure it out. Canary? Fuck, I don't know anything about Canary. I have not seen a single high-level Canary player in tournament or online to date, so I have no idea. Robin's obviously very good.
Yeah.
What's up?
Harley surprised me. We both struggled with Harley.
Well, Harley doesn't surprise me because Biohazard used her in Grand Files for Toriyukin. So that's kind of how I knew that Harley's probably going to stay where she's at. I mean, she's kind of like Red Hood. She has everything. You know, I would say she's probably better than Red Hood just because her trait is so good. A is pretty non-controversial, except for the joke. Well, A is Firestorm, Green Lantern, Poison Ivy, Catwoman, Joker, Dr. Fate, Flash, Scarecrow, Cheetah, Arrow, Cyborg, Motherfucker, Beetle, Bane, So that's A. That's a lot of A. That reminds me, actually, Dr. Fate should be A+. If we're going by Pig's list, I would say A+, maybe S+ tier. I am very convinced that Dr. Fate is super good. I don't think people even know how good he is yet.
Agreed.
Joker, I actually don't see... Okay, there's a whole TYM thread about how shitty the Joker is, and I'm thinking, okay, an actual current player is going to come to this thread, and he's going to fucking blow all these dumbasses up. And it never happened. Like, I haven't visited the thread in a couple of days, but it's like, there was no high-list tournament player that showed up and said, you guys are all fucking scrubs. Like, it never happened. So I'm like, is Joker actually bad? Because I've played competent Jokers. He seems fine. I don't know. Catwoman, not A. Catwoman should be A+, at least. Poison Ivy dances on that line. Cheetah's like Canary. I have no fucking clue. I have no idea where Canary belongs. Bane, no. Bane should be A+. That's way too low. Beetle, he put Beetle as A, so... Okay, sure. Then after that, B+, Brainiac, Cold, Wonder Woman, Grodd. I don't know. Brainiac actually seems really good. I was surprised about Brainiac. Cold, no one has any clue where Cold is. Wonder Woman, I don't know. I don't think Wonder Woman is very good, but I could be wrong. And Grodd, Grodd's another one. No one really has any idea how good or bad Grodd is. So... Last but not least, trash tier, Swamp Thing. So yeah.
Trash tier.
Well, I mean, Swamp Thing is trash. He's awful. I don't know. I mean, maybe we haven't figured it out yet, but I don't see it changing. Thoughts?
I mean, I'm kind of with you on the things you agreed with and disagreed with, or just didn't really know where they'd fall. I would move Atrocitus down. I mean, I'm not looking at the list, but. From what I remember, I would move Atrocitus down one. And then I think you're right on some of... Ivy, yeah, would be kind of on the fence between A and A+. Catwoman, don't know enough about her, but trying to think who else stuck out to me. Like Captain Cold and those guys. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen any really great like craziness coming from them, so I could see why Wonder Woman and Captain Cold and whatnot would be in the second to the bottom... Second bottom tier, so to speak. And then Swamp Thing at the very... In his own tier at the bottom. I mean, I faced Red Man's Swamp Thing and he's pretty good, but that could be just me struggling against Swamp Thing, whereas I would imagine a pro player playing Swamp Thing versus another pro player playing another character, I could see probably why Swamp Thing would really, really, really struggle. So that's not really that surprising.
I can see why there are problems. I mean... Why would you give someone a trait that makes the ground behind them hazardous?
To be fair, a lot of his stuff does switch sides with his opponent, but it's just something that seems difficult to pull off, and I don't necessarily know if the difficulty, like, the thing that you have to, like, all the work you're putting into pulling it off is really worth it in the end.
I think the hardest part about Swamp Thing is...
a lot of work.
He will be. He's really slow, and a lot of his best defense, his tools are either reactable or just don't make any sense. Like, that command grab doesn't make any fucking sense to me. I don't know what that's... I don't know when it's active. I don't know when it's in recovery. No one fucking knows. When it looks like it should hit, it doesn't. I don't... It's so... That tentacle thing just doesn't make any sense. I do want to say a few words about Catwoman,
when
though.
You say tentacles, do you mean vines?
I do mean vines. That is correct.
See? It's an easy mistake to make.
Would someone say otherwise?
I was playing Django.
The conversation that you just missed before.
I was playing Django earlier tonight, and I was playing against his dick stick, and he was doing the spark thing, like the ground spark where he hits the ground and the spark shoots up a little bit, and I was like, man, it feels like that the spark has higher vertical range than the tentacles. And by tentacles, I meant Ivy's vines. But he did not understand what I was trying to say in the sense that I was trying to compare what each of our characters had, and that Ivy's vines, when they go up from the ground, they don't seem to like actually connect that high up into the air versus the spark, but visually the spark doesn't go that high up in the air, but I was still getting hit by it while I was, you know, halfway jumping through the air. So he goes, because I said I want to see the data, because he was saying, no, the tentacles are, they go higher, they're better, or whatever. He didn't understand, like, we were just miscommunicating, and so he goes in, he labs it, and he starts taking pictures. He shows me Aquaman's tentacle versus the spark, and I was like, no, I meant the vines. Like, so he was giving me shit for, like, that they're vines, not tentacles, and I was like, they're the same thing.
What did he, yes. Oh, Django. I'm not looking forward to playing against that stick just because I have no idea if it's good or not.
It's rough.
A matchup I will only play against Django. Like, if I go to a tournament or if I go online and grind, I will literally never see that stick ever again. So, I know he's excited about it, so I want to give him matches on that end. But I hope we play a Vanilla Robin as well. But what's up?
Well, I played him.
He finally got the damn thing.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely happy. Yeah.
It must have taken him ages.
I'm just happy that he got, like, this is what he wanted. This is almost kind of best case scenario. He got Robin, and at first he wasn't excited because of the sword, but then after playing Robin long enough, he actually really liked his gameplay, and then he can get the stick, and so now he has like the best of both worlds between the characters that he really enjoys. So he gets to be Robin, which is his favorite character, with, or at least in the DC realm. So yeah, no, I think that's really cool. I'm excited for him. I did play several matches. We played like 20 matches, and we played more than 20. He probably beat me 20 to 10, somewhere around there. He definitely got the best of me multiple times. And that, like, a lot of them were really close, though, so it wasn't, like, complete shutout. But, man, I struggled against that fucking thing. That thing is just, it goes so damn quick. Like, that, the staff is so hard to, like, follow, whether it's going to be a high or a low, and I don't know the matchup, so I have no idea what the hell he can do. Plus, the ground sparks are faster than Ivy's vines, so I can't zone him or anything like that. So, I don't know. That was crazy all over the place, trying to know where to block, when, and a lot of my normals, which are usually quicker than most opponents, he was out, you know, his staff was quicker than a lot of my shit. So, it was interesting. Plus, he has wake-ups, so I couldn't do my, like, corner pressure and get him into that, you know, keep messing with him every time he goes up. He has wake-ups that are, like, fucking 50 hits in the matter of a second. So, like, he's twirling the thing around a shit ton and stuff like that. So, I was struggling with that. I really want Ivy's slide for that matchup, because since I'm playing an ability, and we have to use the abilities to play that character, I want Ivy's slide because it gives her the wake-up, plus that's just a fucking move that can continue some of her combos and make her do a lot more damage. So, anyways.
Yeah, I don't even know how I'm going to play that matchup because I have no, like, XP on Xbox yet, so...
Well, he uses default armor, so... He uses, like, all one level 1 armors. He uses armor that has 0 stats, I guess, so it shouldn't matter.
Gotcha.
Like, the stats still show that they're different when you go into the matchup, but he's thinking it's only because the level difference between your character level, which get evened when you play each other. So, say his Robin's level 20 and your Blue Beetle's level 8, it's going to be bumped up to a 20, so it should even out, but you don't really know.
Oh, I actually didn't know that, believe it or not. I did not know that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's still fair either way, as long as he uses the armor that doesn't add any stats, so. But, yeah, that's all I really have to cover. So, anybody else have anything that they feel the need to cover this week, or we good?
I think... Well, just Fate and Catwoman. I think both those characters are just going to just keep rising. I don't think they are gimmicks. I think those characters have insane space options. I think Catwoman is bar none the best Whip Punisher in the game. And her offensive options, she has so many great mids. She's probably the only, like, true stagger pressure character in the game. Scarecrow has stagger pressure, but it's because he's got plus frames. He has to spend meter to do it. So... her damage is not too fucking shabby either. Next time I play you guys, that I will exclusively play Catwoman. She's very strong. Fate, I don't know what else to say. He's so hard to whip punish because the hitbox on his shit is so huge. So you end up getting hit in the face when you try to, you know, hit up anything on whiff. He's got very short duration frames on recovery. The recovery is there, but it just... it's hard to scout it out. So that's all I got. Just both very strong characters.
All right. And on that note, thank you guys for tuning in once again. This episode will be going up on 6/9/49. And you guys take care. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week for episode 70. Take care, guys. See you next week. And enjoy Red Hood.
I know I will. Toodles.
Yeah, later.
Yes.
Outstanding.